Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Dr. Adrian Krieg of KriegBooks.com. We are talking about Illuminism and the way in which it continues to impact our world today. Who is it that controls media, central banking, government, the educational establishments, the publishing houses, the politicians? Dr. Adrian Krieg, again, can be found at www.kriegbooks.com. And when you go to that website, you will find his book entitled Veil, The Illuminati and Its Plans for the Future. Dr. Krieg, as I have been reading more and more about this whole business of war and rumor of war in the international press as it relates to the Middle East, I'm also reading a lot of things both in the peripheral press as well as the establishment control press about debt and about bonds and about expansion of money supply and all kinds of things related to turbulence in the international financial markets. This subprime mortgage loan thing becomes an issue. I'm reading about the communist Chinese controlling or holding something like $900 billion in American debt instruments. Foreign banks holding something like 44% of the total national debt of the United States, and so forth and so on. As one who is not an economist, speaking of myself here, I look at this whole business of debt, easy credit, financial turbulence, firing up the printing presses, in this case the Federal Reserve, creating money out of thin air. All of this seems to be in some way connected to the whole business of war and the expansion of military empire on behalf of certain interests. How does Illuminism relate to this?
Well, actually, it's an interesting question. I wrote an article in 2004 called "A New Zionist Captivity," and if people want to read the whole article, they can Google it. You know, "The New Zionist Captivity." Now, what you have to understand is that the way that the Zionists function, they call their community the diaspora. What diaspora means comes from the word dispersion. It's when the 13 tribes supposedly were dispersed all over the world. The diaspora, or the head of this organization of Zionists, was centered in Spain, and during the Inquisition it moved to Amsterdam, Holland. And from there it moved to London, and then eventually it moved to New York City. The diaspora has its own laws, all based on Talmudic belief and Talmudic law, and it's really important for people to understand that to Zionists, the first five books of the Bible are not the important religious document. The Talmud is the important document. And this diaspora is ruled over by a bunch of rabbinical tyrants, and they're called kahals. New York City is the Grand Kahal of the diaspora. It's always located in the world's leading trading or money place. And Herzl, who was the first...
We'll pick it up right there, Dr. Krieg. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Take a look at Adrian's essay, "The New Zionist Captivity." You can find it at rents.com. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our very special guest today is Dr. Adrian Krieg. You can find him at www.kriegbooks.com. That's www.kriegbooks.com. Among many things on the net that you will discover is his essay for Rents.com entitled The New Zionist Captivity. We were talking a little bit about a couple of things before the break, Dr. Krieg, including this whole business of the fact that for the Zionist, we are not speaking of the first five books of the Old Testament or the Pentateuch as being normative, that for them they look at their belief system in terms of what's in the Babylonian Talmud.
Exactly, which they currently call the Babi. In any event, the first Zionist meeting held in about 1897 was chaired by a man called Theodor Herzl. And he put the absolute true spin on what they believe. He said, "We thrive on the terrible power of the purse." And of course, that's not a statement that he originated. It was originated by our friend from Frankfurt, the banker. So we see that they control society through finance. And of course, they keep their society together by victimization. They are always the victim. If they attack some Palestinians and kill them, they were the victims because they were forced to kill them because the Palestinians are bad, and so on and so forth. And this is how this whole system thrives, and this victimization is not a 20th century issue. They have used this for the last 1,000 years. They always claim to be the victim, and of course that's not the case at all. It's completely reverse. It's the Christians who were the victims under Nero. Who had a Jewish wife and egged him into persecuting Christians and feeding the lions, whatever. And so this whole thing has been a construct in order to keep their society together. People very frequently think, what a terrible thing that was done to the Jews. They were kept in these enclaves within cities. They were not allowed open access to other communities and so on. And it's very interesting to note that in the Hanseatic League, which consisted mostly of Belgian, German, some French cities along the ocean, the Jews were completely free, but they still lived in ghettos, and they lived in ghettos because the rabbis wanted them in the ghettos so they could control them. Obviously, if they left the ghettos, they would become, in rabbinical thought, polluted by Christianity and would no longer be subjects of control of the rabbinical power. And it's furthermore important for people to understand that rabbis are not priests at all. They're lawyers. They're lawyers, and they interpret the law of the Talmud, which they wrote. They wrote it for themselves to be able to control their society. The perennial priests of Hebrewism were a completely separate tribe and were done away with during the Babylonian captivity.
Yes, and you know, as I listen to this, there are so many things that are noteworthy, it's really hard to know where to begin. In terms of this whole business of the Babylonian Talmud, there's a book that I have not yet gotten a hold of that's put out by Princeton University Press. I believe it's a Dr. Peter Schaefer with an umlaut over the A, and it's entitled Jesus in the Talmud. And there I think we see in the non-redacted editions of the Talmud in English a very, very clear ideological program, which is clearly anti-Christian and which has a very defamatory point of view when it comes to both Jesus Christ and the Virgin Mary, all of the other things that are held so dear by professing Christians, including yours truly. Now, if more people were to read that information in the Talmud, I think it might provide a completely different perspective on what so many people see in this country as the so-called Judeo-Christian heritage. We hear a lot about this from people in the dispensational movement within American Protestantism who believe that there can be and should be and is and will always be an alliance between evangelical Christians in the United States and the Zionist State of Israel. What are we to make of all of this when we compare it to the Talmud?
That's absolutely ridiculous, because Christianity has far more in common with Islam than it does with Judaism. The very thought of Judeo-Christianity is on its face ridiculous. If you read the Talmud, I've read large portions of it in German because there was a very excellent translation done in the 1920s of the Talmud in German. And when you read that, it's astounding. I mean, there are things in there that are so, they're not, the only way I can refer to it as being a sick, paragraphs in which, for instance, if a Jew should walk over a bridge and see a Christian drowning, he should not save him because, as everyone knows, Christians don't have souls. That a Jew, if he wants to do bad things, should go to another town so that they won't know that he's a Jew to do the bad things. And it's rife. The whole thing is full of stuff like that. It's really sick. In my view, it's the most perverse religious document in existence. I mean, there's no other religion that demeans Islam, Christianity, everything that existed at the time and to the mindset of the people who produced Ababi. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, of course, there you have it. And if you read, if people read this thing, they would come to understand what kind of evil this is.
Well, yes. And, you know, to me, as I look at all of this, it seems that we're dealing with a couple of things. One, obviously, is that the content of the Babylonian Talmud is going to be systematically withheld from the masses for all of the obvious reasons, because this whole notion of a Judeo-Christian ideology or alliance is something that plays, I would think, on a prima facie basis, right into the hands of the central bankers and the Zionist lobby in the United States. They're more than happy for Christians to believe that this Judeo-Christian concept is a valid one. The other thing that comes to mind to me is that it would really seem that we are talking about a circumstance where the what we would think of as the American right has been infiltrated in a way that prevents the mainstream organs of the American right from talking about these issues because of the people who now own them and because of some of the people who have been utilized by the Illuminists in order to deceive masses of people who consider themselves to be American conservatives. Now, you have mentioned William F. Buckley in passing in terms of our conversation this morning. Isn't Buckley really a prototype of what has happened in regard to what we could see as the Illuminist takeover of the mainstream American right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if Buckley is, you know, he's touted as being a conservative. How can you be a conservative, American, and support NAFTA, support every basic tenet that undermines America, Americanism, our nation, our way of life? He supports everything that opposes these things, you know. He's a member of all these organizations, so, you know, that gives you a clear idea. But, you know, if we look at people like Hagee, who's in your hometown,
yes,
you know,
unfortunately, but go ahead.
I mean, if we look at these people, we have to understand, people like Hagee make money. They make a lot of money. They have huge churches with very large followings, and they do this because of their ministry through television and radio. And who owns the televisions and radio stations? And if they don't tout the Zionist line, they will find themselves off the air. And this has happened repeatedly. Anybody who criticizes the Zionist movement will find them, particularly in a religious context, will find themselves off the air in a heartbeat.
We'll be back with Dr. Adrian Krieg. A classic example of this point is J.L. Crowley, longtime host of Focus on Israel for WFAX up in Washington, D.C., now off the air except on this show. Why? Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Mark Danfoss America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our very special guest today is Dr. Adrian Krieg of KriegBooks.com. We're talking about Illuminism, and you can find his book on that subject at KriegBooks.com. It will make, I'm sure, for very fascinating reading. We've been talking about all kinds of things with Dr. Krieg this morning, going back to the roots of Illuminism through the historical personage of Adam Weishaupt, and all of the things that were subsequently done with Illuminism to infiltrate Freemasonry, to infiltrate the Communist movement, to infiltrate the Zionist movement in the latter part of the 19th century, and this whole business of the Zionist movement in the late 19th century, and Mr. Herzl makes for very, very interesting reading. We've been talking a little bit about the infiltration of the American right, the Christian right, by these sorts of Illuminist agents. One example, of course, that we've chatted about a little bit is William F. Buckley. I go back to what Dr. E. Michael Jones has said about Buckley in the June 2007 Culture Wars in an essay entitled Too Many Yarmulkes, Abortion and the Ethnic Double Standard. Dr. E. Michael Jones says the following about Buckley as he describes what was really behind the so-called Jewish-Catholic alliance in the 1960s. When he speaks of architects of that particular alliance, Dr. Jones says that William F. Buckley was one of the chief architects. National Review served Jewish interests in an increasingly fawning way over the course of the 50 years of the magazine's existence. Buckley was aided in this attempt to forge the Catholic-Jewish alliance by Jews like Marvin Liebman and Frank Meyer, and all of the other people who Murray Friedman refers to as National Review's quote-unquote forgotten Jewish godfathers. But Buckley was also aided by Catholic double agents like Malachi Martin, who served as National Review's religion editor, after he faithfully served Jewish interests at the Second Vatican Council by undermining the Catholic opposition to Nostra Aetate. Robert Blair Kaiser, Times Rome correspondent, revealed in a recent memoir that Malachi Martin seduced his wife, that Martin was receiving money from the American Jewish Committee and the Anti-Defamation League, and that the former organization was willing to offer Mrs. Kaiser a job if she were willing to run off with Malachi Martin. Dr. Krieg, where does this leave us when we see that even in the in so-called Christian media, Dale Crowley, who comes on with me on Wednesdays, has talked a lot about this. Dale Crowley was the longtime host of a show called Focus on Israel for over 20 years with WFAX up in Washington, D.C., before Zionist interests pressured the station to get him off the air. And Dale Crowley talks about this also in relationship to several of his books, the last one of which has been systematically suppressed by his publisher, Zulon Press, X-U-L-O-N, which was taken over by Salem Communications. And that's a name that means something to me, because it also involves another guest of mine on Thursdays, Mary Starrett, who is the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party up in the state of Oregon, who lost her radio show up there for saying too many candid things about 9/11. And Salem Communications owns the station that Ms. Starrett used to be a part of. Salem Communications took over the publishing company that killed Dale Crowley's book in terms of mass distribution. And then, of course, Crowley was finally forced off of WFAX up there in Washington. Seems to me that all of this, in light of what we see with Buckley, you know, if you take Buckley, go ahead.
No, the fact that the media is totally, absolutely, and completely controlled, there is no question in my mind about. Before the last presidential election, I wrote a book called Our Political Systems. And the book is based on a book that was written by G.K. Chesterton's brother called The Political System. And I say that right in the first page of the book, you know, that it's based on that. And my wife is a big G.K. Chesterton fan, and so she's read all of his stuff. And she said, you know, I've read most of it. And she said, you know, he had a brother who was a professional military man, and he wrote a book called The Political System, which G.K. said is a fantastic book. So I went about to try to find it, and at the time we lived in New Hampshire, and I finally found a copy of this book at the Dartmouth Library. I borrowed it, and I read the book, and I was astounded. I read this about a year and a half before the presidential election, and what I found in this book was that the situation in England politically was almost identical to what it was in America. There was a two-party system. The two parties were controlled. There was no third party. They couldn't get in. They were kept from the ballot boxes and so on. You know, the whole thing. So I read this book, and then I said, I think what I will do is I will write a book updating all the data and bringing it into the current century, which I did.
Hold it right there, Dr. Regan, and when we get back, pick it up at that point. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Dr. Adrian Krieg. You can find him at www.kriegbooks.com. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Dr. Adrian Krieg. You can find him at www.kriegbooks.com. We've been talking about Illuminism and the way in which it explains so much of what is going on in our contemporary world. There's a historical root to this, an ideological root to it. We can see a certain central core meaning to all of history, it seems to me, if we understand Illuminism. I've mentioned in the first part of the show, Dr. Lonnie Kass, K-A-S-S. Who is she? She is the former Israeli military officer that, according to the London Sunday Times, is September the 23rd, is helping the United States Air Force plan for an airstrike on Iran through something called Project Checkmate. If you don't believe me, look at what the United States Air Force itself in its official webpage says about Dr. Lonnie Kass, L-A-N-I, first name, last name Kass, K-A-S-S. Take a look at her biography and where she went to school and who she's been working for. Is she working for the American government or the Israeli government? We've been talking about a series of other things this morning that you might find interesting in regard to what Dr. Krieg has written about the new Zionist captivity at Rents.com. Take a look at that. And then, of course, support Mark Lynn and what he's putting together for the No More Wars for Israel conference, October 12th through the 14th out in Southern California. You can find that information at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Dr. Krieg, before the break, you were talking about G.K. Chesterton. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Well, I had mentioned anyway, I had written this book, Our Political Systems. And I have to say, the book is good. It really is good. And I don't usually flatter myself, but it's a good book. And so I advertised it in the Washington Times and sold about 30 or 40 copies in Washington, D.C. almost immediately. And guess what happened? It was blacklisted. I mean, it was blacklisted. It was unbelievable. I could not get a single book review on this book. Not one. Any place. There were people who reviewed the book, and they couldn't get their reviews published. The system was absolutely terrified of this book because it points out that the two political parties represent a political system that I, in the book, call the Republicrats, and has simply disenfranchised the American people of their fiduciary rights to run their own government. And so when we were talking about censorship, I mean, this is the worst form of censorship. It's terrible. Again, we're coming up on a presidential election. I redesigned the cover of the book. I can't get a book review on this book anywhere. They just absolutely will not publicize the fact that this book is available. I would venture to say there is not a person who has read this book who now doesn't vote for an independent political party, doesn't vote for either the Republicans or the Democrats. So, yeah, you know, this tells you what censorship is all about.
Yes, and again, I've seen it, as you've seen it, in both the political world, the publishing world, and the religious world. I know that 20 years ago, when I frankly was a young conservative and a young Christian pastor who really didn't know what was going on, at one level I was very involved, and yet at the same time I was very naive. I would read National Review or Human Events, and that pretty much guided whatever I thought politically. I was not aware of all of these other sources and opportunities that would have completely expanded my knowledge and at the same time would have given me some discernment as to what had happened in the Republican Party and why the whole thing was a complete fraud. Thankfully, by 1996, I had figured out a few things after the end of the last Buchanan candidacy and left the Republican Party and have had that judgment simply confirmed in the last 11 years with everything that's happened since 96. But the point is that I was a fairly well-read political conservative, fairly well-read young pastor, and I didn't know what was going on. So presumably, if I didn't know what was going on in regard to the larger landscape, think about the average folks out there involved in the so-called American masses who have absolutely no idea as to what's going on, and it's precisely because of the very thing that you cite, Doctor.
Well, you know, you just mentioned Human Events. I canceled my copy to that about 5 months ago. I got really, really angry. They run a series of advertisements called Flame. I don't know if you've ever read any of them.
Yes, I have, and that's one of the reasons that I'm no longer a subscriber, and my old friend Thomas S. Winter was the editor of Human Events. He, like me, is a German Lutheran, and yet in recent years, Human Events has really been taking the Zionist line, and I think this Flame thing you're about to tell us about is just the latest evidence.
This is the most it is absolutely unbelievable. The first one they ran, I read this thing. And I'm going, this is ridiculous. This isn't even good propaganda. It's just a complete thing of lies. So I wrote the editor of Human Events, and I said, look, if you're going to accept advertising like this, first of all, you should put a big disclaimer on top of it. And second of all, you should invite rebuttals to the ad because it's full of lies. And then I wrote an article, I think 4 pages long, proving every statement that they made to be a lie. And I mean, we're talking about factual evidence. Not only did they refuse to run the article, they said that if I wanted to rebut, I could buy an ad to put an ad in. So obviously, they're touting that same Zionist line, you know, and going along with it. And they've run repeated things of that. The flame ads are now also appearing in the Washington Times Weekly. So, I can understand why somebody would want to advertise something. I could understand why they would want to present their point of view. But if their point of view is nothing but a series of lies and untruths and falseness, then certainly the publication that accepts such an advertisement should at the same time, you know, run a counter article that says, hey, listen, this is not the case, you know, which, of course, neither one of these papers is doing.
Well, the other thing with human events, which I've mentioned on the air before, not real recently, is that Daniel Pipes, who is a Zionist shill up in the Philadelphia area, is now, or has been for some time, some sort of a Middle Eastern consultant to human events. So there's another angle on this whole thing, which simply underscores what the flame art, what the flame ads show as well, and that is that human events, like National Review, has been completely co-opted by these elements. And in the case of human events, that's particularly painful for me because I grew up with the thing from the time that I was a freshman in college. It had a profound impact on my life in a positive way for some years. And to see what was probably the best conservative weekly in America since the end of the Second World War suddenly degenerated into this is just, it's beyond sickening. And I began to note with human events a real change in their coverage. It hadn't been good for some time in regard to this Middle Eastern thing, but when human events was taken over by Eagle Publishing, which is a subsidiary of Phillips Publishing.
Yeah, and of course, what you must tell people is that Eagle Publishing's main business is selling books. It's not producing newspapers.
Yes. And although I don't have the data in front of me to support this on the air, I think that there definitely is a link, in my mind at least, between the Phillips/Eagle Publishing takeover of human events and its steady decline into the kind of thing that you're now telling us about, Dr. Krieg. I would imagine that if we were to look more closely at Phillips Publishing, which I guess also owns the so-called Conservative Book Club, that we might see, if we did the research, we might come up with a series of other links that would explain a great deal that I just have a strong suspicion would mirror the kind of thing that happened with Buckley's National Review that
sure.
E. Michael Jones talks about.
Sure, absolutely. And I mean, when you're talking about the Conservative Book Club, that's another total farce. They won't sell Mullen's books. They won't sell my books. They won't sell John Christian Reiter's books. They won't even sell Tragedy and Hope, which was Quigley's book on the CFR. So
yes.
I mean, they're not conservative. They have absolutely nothing to do with conservative. They present a point of view that is unobjective and single-minded.
Yes, and it's a real frustration when you think about the implications of this because, again, looking at me is just a classic microcosm of this larger problem. When I was a young person first starting out in college, I was at Valparaiso University in Indiana, the nation's largest quote-unquote Lutheran university. I began to discover very early on what a, if I can use this term, what a pinko institution it was, and the way in which it seemed that everything from the theology department to whatever had been infiltrated by what I consider to be as a traditional Lutheran, the far left. And I'm thinking, how did all of this happen? Well, I used to read Human Events in the Valparaiso University Library just to give myself some ammunition in those days to counter some of what was then mainstream left-wing thought at Valpo. But here we are all these years later talking about the fact that Human Events has been co-opted, National Review has been co-opted. We know all about Fox News, of course. And then, of course, when you start thinking about people like Dr. Adrian Krieg, who can't get his books sold by the Conservative Book Club, it underscores the magnitude of the infiltration that we're speaking of.
Yeah, censorship in the book publishing and distribution field is so massive. My first publisher was Halberg. My second publisher was Elderberry. After that, I learned that these publishing houses have very little interest in you as an author or in publicizing the books or anything. They're only interested in making some money. And I decided I would self-publish, so I started my own publishing company. And I publish my own books now under A to Z Publications. And I find that I'm much better able to control distribution. I know exactly what's going on. I know who's blacklisted my books. I know, you know, I really know what's going on, which I didn't before. You know?
Yes, and the thing that you're telling us about, and it's something that Dale Crowley has shared with me, and also one other person that I'm aware of who's a very famous author worldwide. I now have three individuals of worldwide renown, of which you are now the third, who tell me that it's not simply a question of being blackballed by the major publishing houses, but even if one is fortunate enough, quote-unquote fortunate enough, to get a contract with a mainstream publisher, in a lot of cases I'm hearing from sources that the contract gets signed, you get the book published, and then they proceed to do a series of things to sabotage the distribution of the book.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I can tell you, the biggest big book distributor, bookseller in the country is Barnes & Noble. And I can tell you stories that would raises your hair. It's just amazing. My first book was called The Satori and the New Mandarins. Let's say the first political book. Before that, I wrote textbooks and engineering books. But the Satori and New Mandarins was the first book. It did very well. Inside of 4 months of publication, it was a national bestseller. It was 4-star on Amazon. It really sold well. I tried to get Barnes & Noble to stock the book. Now, just listen to what I went through. The first thing I did is I went to Barnes & Noble and said, I'd like you to sell this book. And they said, you have to go through the small publishing department. This book was published by Halberg, a fairly well-known publisher. He has maybe about 100 titles out. So I went to the small publishing department, and they said, okay, send us a book. I did. They lost it. Oh, we're sorry. We just don't know what happened. Send us another book. The third book, I sent them registered mail and asked them, you know, for a signature so that I could go back and find out what the heck happened. Well, then they got the book. Nothing happened. 4 weeks later, I called up. I said, what's going on with the book, and are you going to stock it? And by that time, we had sold about 260 books on demand through Barnes & Noble. People came in and asked for the book, and they would special order it. Okay? So, and then I'd done a signing in a bookstore in Brandon, Florida, and we'd sold 68 books in that. So obviously, this book was selling. the guy in the small publishing department told me, he says, this is a book on politics. Books like that don't sell. Whereupon I retorted, excuse me, sir, but books on politics are the number one selling titles of books in the United States. Weren't you aware of this? And he says, well, he says, this book will never sell. I said, you've already sold over 300 books, and all on demand, where people came in and asked for the book. It'll never sell. I could not get them to stock it. So then I went over this guy's head. I went to the management. I said, listen, I'll make you a deal. I will provide to you free of charge on consignment 20 books for every one of your stores. You put them in, you pay me for them when you sell them. If you don't sell them inside of 60 days, you can return them for full credit. They wouldn't do it. Does that tell you something? Does that tell you that there's some censorship involved?
Absolutely. And what it makes me wonder about is this Mearsheimer Walt book that's now out on the Israeli lobby. Why did the New York Times today publish something from the first chapter of the book? We'll examine that just very briefly with Dr. Krieg in the remaining minutes of the show. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find Dr. Krieg at www.kriegbooks.com. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We'll be right back.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Dr. Adrian Krieg. You can find his website at www.kriegbooks.com. We've been talking about Illuminism. Again, support Mark Glenn of the American Free Press, folks, who is the point man on this No More Wars for Israel conference being held in Southern California the weekend of October 12th through the 14th. You can find all the information at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. We just have a couple of minutes left, Adrian. What do you make of the fact that this Mearsheimer-Walt book on the Israeli lobby is getting some play in the New York Times today, which has reprinted Chapter 1? We believe that the media is controlled, both you and I do, and yet they're giving some play to this controversial book on the role of the Israeli lobby coming to us from two Jewish professors, one at the University of Chicago, the other one from Harvard. What's going on here in your guess?
Well, I really don't know. You know, it's interesting because Finkelstein books also were reviewed by the New York Times. And, of course, he wrote Beyond Chutzpah and The Holocaust Industry, which both of which were incredibly condemned by the mainstream media after publication, and both of which are excellent books. I mean, they're really good books. And, of course, Professor Finkelstein, after he published Beyond Chutzpah, was denied tenure as a professor under pressure from the president of Harvard University, who, I mean, yeah, it's unbelievable. So I don't really understand what's going on there, and I don't know why they do that, but
I'm suspicious because I read the Mearsheimer-Walt book, and frankly, I have to be very frank, I think it's significant that the book is being talked about in mainstream media and in mainstream academia. At one level, I think that that's significant progress. At another level, I have to be honest, I think that you, Dr. Krieg, and Michael Collins Piper, Mark Glenn, Hesham Talawi, five or six other people that I've met through this position with the Republic Broadcasting Network have done a far better, far more comprehensive job of covering the Israeli lobby than the two professors who have written this book. That's number one. Number two, there are some canards in the book, including the fact that Mearsheimer and Walt say that anyone who says that Jewish interests own the American news media is operating from an anti-Semitic bias. So I think that suggests that there's a two-edged sword.
Ridiculous. You know, that's just plain stupid, you know. And, of course, this is probably why somebody like the New York Times would publish that. I mean, the New York Times editor, editorial page editor, publisher, I mean, they're all Jewish. So, I mean, you know.
Yes.
What can you say?
Yeah, exactly. And so it seems to me that there's some sort of a larger shell game going on, I'm suggesting, in regard to why the New York Times is covering this book and why people are talking about it. I find the whole thing to be very, very suspicious. And maybe what we have here is a circumstance where there's a wider game that is being played that will still ultimately serve the interests of the tribe and the lobby. We'll have to watch it to see how it plays out. I'd like to thank Dr. Adrian Krieg for being on the show today. You can again find his website at www.kriegbooks.com. We were talking today about Illuminism. No More Wars for Israel. Support Mark Glenn, folks, in terms of that conference October 12th through the 14th in Southern California. You can find information at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Dale Crowley joins me tomorrow. This is Mark Dankoff's America signing off from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Podcast Network. God bless you.
It's true.